Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In 1939, a young musician seemingly came from out of nowhere to become a pioneer of the electric guitar in jazz and help pave the way for the rise of bebop, though he himself would not live to see it. In the next hour, we'll hear his swinging, scintillating solos with Benny Goodman, Thelonious Monk, Lester Young, and other significant artists of his time. It's electrifying Charlie Christian, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Guitarist Charlie Christian in Minneapolis in September 1939 with a live performance of Tea for Two from the CD Electric. In 1939, the age when swing was king, the guitar was not the thing. The acoustic instrument was in danger of becoming lost in the world of large ensemble jazz. The advent of Charlie Christian and his electric guitar changed all that, paving the way for Wes Montgomery, Grant Green, Tal Farlow, George Benson, Barney Kessel, and many others. While Christian was not the first guitar soloist in jazz, with just a handful of musicians preceding him, Eddie Lang, Lonnie Johnson, and Django Reinhardt, and he wasn't the first to play electric guitar either. In less than 2 years, this thin, quiet, bespectacled young man made a series of recordings that put him in the echelon of jazz greats such as Lester Young and Charlie Parker, influencing guitarists to this day, and not just in jazz either. In 1990, Christian was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, an acknowledgement of his far-reaching impact. Charlie Christian was born in Bonham, Texas on July 29, 1916, and grew up in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He and his brothers were taught to play music by their father, who became blind and relied on his sons to guide him to places where he could play for money on the street. Ralph Ellison, whose novel Invisible Man is considered to be a landmark of 20th century literature, knew Christian growing up and wrote an eloquent remembrance in 1958, evoking the guitarist's origins. He flowered from a background with roots not only in the tradition of music, but in a deep division in the Negro community as well. He spent much of his life in a slum in which all the forms of disintegration attending the urbanization of rural Negroes ran riot. Although he himself was from a respectable family, the wooden tenement in which he grew up was full of poverty, crime, and sickness. It was also alive and exciting, and I enjoyed visiting there, for the people both lived and sang the blues. Nonetheless, it was doubtlessly here that he developed a tuberculosis from which he died. Ralph Ellison writing about Charlie Christian. Christian's father died when Charlie was 12, and he spent much of the 1930s playing with territory bands. He began to play an electrified guitar in the late 1930s, and his amplified approach won him a passionate following among area musicians. The typical Christian solo, jazz critic Martin Williams wrote, is organized in contrast of brief, tight riff figures and long, flowing bursts of lyrical melody. And in his best improvisations, these elements not only contrast effectively, but also, paradoxically, lead to another. Christian's big break came when jazz impresario John Hammond, hip to the guitar's talent by pianist Mary Lou Williams, persuaded Benny Goodman, the so-called King of Swing, to give Christian a chance at playing with his small group and big band. Christian was reluctant to leave Oklahoma City, and Goodman was reportedly lukewarm about bringing Christian aboard until a Hammond-arranged appearance on the bandstand led to a legendary, possibly apocryphal, 45-minute rendition of Rose Room. There's no doubt that Goodman was impressed, and soon Christian was both performing and recording with Goodman, often in the context of the small group, and often on tunes that incorporated riffs that Christian had brought with him from Oklahoma City. We'll hear one such tune now, the first studio recording that Charlie Christian made with Benny Goodman, Flying Home on Nightlights. Thank you. Benny Goodman, guitarist Charlie Christian, and Stardust, with Lionel Hampton on vibes, Fletcher Henderson on piano, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Nick Fatul on drums. And the same group before that doing Flying Home, both of those coming from Christian's first recording session as a member of the Goodman Sextet, made in October of 1939. Christian's swinging, innovative, and amplified sound immediately galvanized both listeners and other musicians. And in January 1940, after being on the national scene for only a few months, he won Downbeat Magazine's Reader Poll for Best Guitarist. He participated in the second From Spirituals to Swing concert at Carnegie Hall and was a frequent presence at jam sessions. The bulk of his recorded legacy comes from his small group appearances with Benny Goodman, a dynamic where his lopes and burst of melody had the best opportunity to shine. Christian's playing, writes jazz scholar Lauren Schoenberg, was all about the line and about how rhythm could extend the line and give it all sorts of new and unexpected shapes. Charlie Christian with Benny Goodman and 7 Come 11 on Nightlights. Thank you. Benny Goodman, Charlie Christian, and Airmail Special with Cootie Williams on trumpet, George Auld on tenor sax, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Dave Tough on drums, recorded in March of 1941. The 1939 sextet before that, minus Williams and Auld and with Fletcher Henderson on piano, Lionel Hampton on vibes, and Nick Fatool on drums, doing 7 Come 11, both of those tunes originating at least in part from Charlie Christian riffs. Almost all of Christian's notable solos with Goodman came in small group settings, but he was featured from time to time on the full orchestra recordings that he made with the clarinetist. We'll hear one of the recordings that's come to be associated strongly with Christian called Solo Flight after this Fletcher Henderson arrangement of Honeysuckle Rose, written to help introduce Christian to audiences on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Charlie Christian, heard in the context of Benny Goodman's Big Band on Solo Flight, and before that, Honeysuckle Rose. I'll have more of the music of Charlie Christian in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Electrifying Charlie Christian on Nightlights. I'm featuring the recordings of guitarist Charlie Christian on this edition of Nightlights. Well, Christian was not the first guitar soloist in jazz, with just a handful of musicians preceding him, and not the first to play electric guitar either. He laid the foundation for the guitar as a significant instrument in modern jazz, creating single-note lines and solos that swung with imagination and vitality. Christian was heavily influenced by another innovator whose sound left a significant stamp on many who followed, tenor saxophonist Lester Young. Christian was a teenager when he first heard Young, and there are accounts of him memorizing Young's solos and singing them to himself. Young, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, profoundly influenced the guitar's slingshot rhythms, the way he'd lag behind the beat and then spring ahead. Christian performed and recorded with Young on just a couple of occasions, including a 1940 studio date that brought the guitarist and Benny Goodman together with members of Count Basie's orchestra. Curiously, this session was not released at the time, possibly because of internal jazz world machinations involving Basie and Goodman. The music itself is stellar. On the first selection, we'll hear Goodman sits out while the others play a dreamy blues. Then at the beginning of Holy Cats, listen for Goodman exhorting, "Come on, Charlie," right before Christian's solo. First, here's Count Basie, Lester Young, and Charlie Christian with Ad Lib Blues on Nightlights. Thank you. Benny Goodman, Count Basie, Lester Young, and Charlie Christian on Holy Cats and Ad Lib Blues before that, minus Goodman, with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Walter Page on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and Freddie Green on acoustic guitar. Record buyers got a chance to hear Christian on acoustic guitar after he participated in a February 1941 quartet date for the then fairly new Blue Note label, led by clarinetist Edmund Hall, with Israel Crosby on bass and Mead Lux Lewis playing Celeste. Of this recording, Martin Williams wrote, "Profoundly Blue opens with three superb Christian choruses, with Crosby and a true countermelody behind him, with a few gently rendered comments from Lewis as well. It is a performance of such exceptional musical and emotional quality as to produce a sense of sustained wonder, both the first time one hears it and the hundredth." Edmund Hall, Charlie Christian, and Profoundly Blue on Nightlights. Thank you. Clarinetist Edmund Hall in Profoundly Blue, accompanied by Charlie Christian on acoustic guitar, Israel Crosby on bass, and Mead Lux Lewis on celeste, recorded for Blue Note in February 1941. Only a couple of months after that session, Christian was captured on a disc-cutting recording machine at Minton's, a club in Harlem that has passed into jazz legend as a place where young musicians such as Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie gathered to jam. It is often cited as the place where bebop was born. And while the story of bebop's origins is considerably more complex, the creative opportunities and artistically challenging environment that Minton's offered played an important role in the evolution of a new sound for jazz. Charlie Christian, who would spend much of the last year of his life battling tuberculosis, would not live to see or hear the full flowering of bebop in the mid to late 1940s, but the recordings made at Minton's give us a chance to hear how far ahead of his time he already was. As jazz critic Kevin Whitehead observes, his amped-up rhythms and offbeat accents fit right in with the sound of the future. We'll hear him here on a version of the tune Topsy, later retitled Swing to Bop on Nightlights. Thank you. Charlie Christian and Swing to Bop, actually a variation on the tune Topsy, recorded at Minton's in Harlem in May of 1941, with Thelonious Monk thought to be the pianist, although some scholars disagree and suggest that it's Kenneth Kersey. The May 1941 Minton's jam sessions are close to the last times that Charlie Christian's guitar playing was ever recorded. Shortly afterwards, with his health worsening as a result of tuberculosis and possibly aggravated by the hectic late-night lifestyle of the jazz world, he was admitted to Seaview Hospital on Staten Island. Over the next few months, he was frequently visited by friends, and by one account, he and another hospitalized musician organized jam sessions to entertain patients who were too sick to leave their beds. Reports in the music press of his condition gave a mixed view as to whether he was recovering or getting worse, but on March 2, 1942, Charlie Christian passed away at the age of 25. Charlie Christian dies in New York, a headline announced in the March 15, 1942 issue of Downbeat magazine. The article also indicated that trumpeter Cootie Williams had been planning on adding Christian to his new band. Another great innovator on his instrument, bassist Jimmy Blanton, would die of tuberculosis just a few months later at the age of 23. America and the world had plunged into war. The big band era had less time left than its leaders could have imagined, and in just 15 years, the electric guitar would become the primary instrument of popular music. Charlie Christian wouldn't be around to hear it, but the music that he played in the short span of less than 24 months between the autumn of 1939 and the spring of 1941 continues to reverberate down through the ages to today. Charlie Christian on Nightlights. I close with Charlie Christian soloing on Stompin' at the Savoy, live at Minton's in 1941. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead. ¶¶